Our first stop is Brookhaven Manor in Ann Arbor. A group of residents is waiting in the lobby to catch the bus to Meijer, and they smile as they see Alpine, a beautiful golden retriever, come in.
Yay. Yay. Yay.
We're at Brookhaven to meet with Jean Van Fossen. We're expecting her to be in her apartment, but she surprises us as we find her sitting in the lobby. Jean says Alpine knows his way around.
Seems to recognize when he comes in our apartment because it's been quite a long time now that he's been visiting us, and he knows we enjoy it and that it's special.
Jean tells me Alpine visits every couple of weeks.
You look forward to the visits?
Oh, yes. Yes. And I tell my family, Alpine was here this afternoon.
Yes.
Like many of the folks we'll visit with today, Alpine reminds Jean of the dogs her family always had around. In fact, she remembers something President Truman once said about dogs.
He said to people, if you can't find a friend in Washington, get a dog. Or if you want a friend in Washington, get a dog.
Jean recalls how a few weeks ago, Alpine snuck a muffin off her tabletop.
And when he came the next time, he remembered that there had been something that smelled good and attracted him. And he's up at the table sniffing to see if there's another one up there.
Alpine makes her way around the lobby, fluffy tail swishing back and forth as she greets other Brookhaven residents. Soon, though, it's time to move on to our next visit.
Yes. Thank you for having us, Jean.
Oh.
Thank you so much.
Yes, anytime. And we always look forward to this one's visit.
After each visit, Helen Buccella Costa straps Alpine into her car using a special dog safety harness. And Alpine lays down in the space between Helen in the driver's seat and me in the passenger seat. Our next stop is the Gilbert residence in Ypsilanti.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good.
Yeah.
We are.
Oh, we're.
I have Alpine down there.
Okay.
So we're going to go around and visit a few folks.
We visit with Bonnie, who's lying in bed. She's blind and speaks barely at a whisper, but she knows Alpine's there.
Please pet me on his. You feel her?
We find Marguerite on her way to the dining room, but she turns her wheelchair around to go back to her apartment for a visit with Alpine.
Yeah, well, she's a good one. She's one of the best, or the best. Yeah. Alpine. Oh, come here. Oh, my.
Ruth also lives at the Gilbert residence. On the couch in her apartment, she has a couple of lovely throw pillows. They're made from fur shed by her dog. She points to a picture on the wall.
That's my little dog that the pillows are made from.
Pomeranian?
Mm-hmm. She was here yesterday.
Oh, was she?
Mm-hmm.
We stop by Anne's room for a visit, too. Helen Buccella Costa reminds Anne of their last visit.
The last time I was here, you were having a birthday.
Oh, is that right?
What a nice day that was. You had flowers and went out to lunch, I think, that
yes.
day.
Yeah, right.
Did you enjoy your birthday?
Yes.
Yeah? Good.
Right. I had visitors. That was nice.
Helen puts a piece of Alpine's kibble in Anne's hand.
You're such a nice girl. Yes, you are. You're beautiful.
Before long, we're on our way to our next visit to an Arbor Hospice volunteer who crochets blankets and shawls for patients.
She does that for our hospice, and I think she also does it for another hospice in Michigan somewhere. So she'll call us up, and she'll say, I have a box ready, and we'll go, and there'll be a big box. She always puts a funny little picture on the front of it to keep us entertained. She was doing this long before Alpine came to Arbor Hospice. And then when Alpine came, now she knits a little faster.
Poppy Parker is an active woman in her 90s who enjoys watching the horses in the field behind her home. She meets us at the door.
Hi, that nice dog decided to bring you out today.
Yes, she did.
Hello, sweetheart.
And Harry with you.
Hi, how you doing? Ah.
Hi. I brought some friends with me today.
Oh, you're lucky. I don't have any.
Hey, what you do now?
How are you?
I'm Jacqueline.
Jacqueline.
I'm Bob.
And you're Bob. Oh, I'll remember that E. Yeah, was my husband's name.
Alpine's handler, Helen, enjoys the stories she hears while she's visiting. And Poppy tells us about growing up on 12th Street in Detroit during the time of the dreaded Purple Gang.
If they saw an old lady trying to get into a store, they'd open the door for her. Go ahead, ma'am. And we kids had it made because they'd hang out in this restaurant all the time. And we used to lurk around like this. Hey, one of them's coming out. Let's go. And we'd go walking by them. And every time you walk by them, here, kid, get an ice cream cone. And they'd flip nickels at you. And these were the biggest killers in this country, practically.
Isn't that fascinating?
Poppy's husband, Bob, was an Arbor Hospice patient when he died. She developed a friendship with the Arbor Hospice volunteer coordinator. Poppy's dog died shortly after her husband. She says she knits to keep herself busy.
I can't get around like I used to. And I can't even drive around the block. So the only thing that keeps me going is I can keep working for hospice.
When it came time to leave, there were hugs all around.
I'm so glad you guys came.
I'm so glad to see you. Thanks for having us. Thanks
for
having us.
Oh,
really nice
pleasure.
To meet you.
And you're stuck. Sorry. Everybody gets a hug.
Our last stop of the day was to a home for a visit with Donna Lee, who up until fairly recently had been living up in Flint.
Now this next lady we've seen two, maybe three times. She has a neuropathy kind of thing. And first time I ever went there, she said she couldn't feel Alpine. And then, but then she said a certain way she would move, she was able to feel her. Lady. She lives with her daughter.
We're surprised for the second time that day as Donna herself greets us at the door.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
My goodness.
Hi,
Alpine.
Huh? How are you?
Okay. I thought my daughter was going to be here.
Oh.
I thought she was here, but
she usually answers the door.
Yeah.
I was surprised to see you answer the door.
Donna pushes her walker back to her bedroom, a trail of oxygen tubing snaking behind her, and sits down in a chair with a large pillow propped up in back. She tells us about her cat. She says it stays out of sight during the day, and although it does sleep with her at night, she can't always see it or reach it.
He said, a physician, I can't even see if he's there or not, but Connie tells me that he is, so. Yeah, so it's nice to be able to pet you, Alpine. Yeah, but you're just almost like my kitty. You're the same color, very same color. Yeah, and almost, if I could feel you, you probably feel pretty close to him too. But I don't feel anything.
Donna closes her eyes and runs her hand through Alpine's soft fur.
If somebody asked me what that was, I wouldn't be able to tell it what it is. I can kind of feel some movement under there, but I can't tell that it's fur or anything. Yeah, it's very different. Very, very different.
We talk about lots of things, about listening to the radio, and about John of God, a man in Brazil said to be able to miraculously cure people's illnesses. Donna wonders what might have happened if she'd heard about him sooner. After a while, Donna says she's getting tired, so we thank her and her daughter Connie for the visit and head back to Arbor Hospice. On the drive there, I ask Alpine's handler, Helen Buccella Costa, what she finds rewarding about these visits.
It's just the joy to be able to step into these people's lives at this point in time. As you probably saw today, everybody has their own story, and I just feel honored to be able to step into their lives at this point and hear their story, give them, you know, a lot of people think that it's a sad thing to do to walk into these situations and talk to people, but in most cases it ends up being a joy.
bringing Alpine into their presence. You know, animals can evoke feelings that, you know, just the human conversation oftentimes can't. And to just observe the comfort that she brings, that's a lot of reward. And to be honest with you, working with Arbor Hospice is a great joy also, because I've just met so many people that I enjoy being around. The work is rewarding, the environment is pleasant, and you just meet just really good people. So, you know, what more could you ask for in a day's time?
For a dog, Alpine is kind of a social media maven. She has a Facebook page. You can find it at Arbor Hospice Alpine. For more information about Arbor Hospice, visit arborhospice.org. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.